All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for May 4th, 2020. I didn't make an update yesterday morning because A, there wasn't really much going on in the world of stimulus, and B, it was my son's first birthday, so give him a happy belated birthday on this post on my Instagram at Logan Alec if you have the chance today, all right? So today I'm going to talk about Trump's remarks yesterday at the Lincoln Memorial during his town hall, and what that could possibly mean with respect to the next relief bill. But first, let's talk about the poll I ran over the weekend for all of you out there with qualifying children under the age of 17. So let's dig into this. 5,900 responded to the poll. So it's 5,900 of you have dependent children under the age of 17, okay? Of that 5,900, 38%, so let's say 2,200 have received a stimulus in the correct amount. And 7%, let's say 400, have received stimulus in an incorrect amount. So that means that 2,600 of you with qualifying children have received a stimulus payment, but of that amount, 400 received an incorrect amount. 400 divided by 2,600 total who received a stimulus at all, so that's more than 15%. That's pretty stinking high. So more than 15% of you who have dependent children under the age of 17 and who have received a stimulus payment received a stimulus in the wrong amount. So that tells me there's a big problem in how the IRS is handling the extra $500 for qualifying children. And right now, your only recourse is to file a 2020 tax return and get the $500 per child there. By the way, I addressed this in an answer to a question sometime in April. I don't know the exact date. But if your child turns 17 in 2020, they still qualify for the $500, okay? So don't think that they don't. What reminded me of this is that I have a 17-year-old brother, and he turned 17 a couple months ago in March, and I was clarifying this with my dad a few days back, telling him that, yeah, Timothy, my brother, does qualify for the $500 because he was under 17 at the end of 2019, right? He turned 17 in 2020. So I just want to put that out there for anybody with dependent children who were born in 2003, because I know there are probably some of you out there who are confused about what that cutoff date is, right? Anyway, a new poll, a general poll, is live in the channel, and this is for everybody, right? Whether or not you've gotten your stimulus check. It's in the community tab in the channel, so please go vote over there, and I will report the results later this week. So, will there be a second stimulus check? People ask me this in the comments all the time. I don't know for sure. No one does, right? All we can do is look for clues, okay? Clues coming out of the mouths of those with power, okay? So junior congressmen and junior congresswomen throwing around these fun ideas like $2,000 a month, right? $3,000 a month, $5,500 a month. Those are fun to talk about, but what we really need to be paying attention to is the kind of stuff said by people like Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, right? Mnuchin and McCarthy to some degree, and of course the man sitting in the Oval Office, President Donald Trump himself. Now, if you watched Trump's town hall yesterday on Fox at the Lincoln Memorial, you know that a couple minutes in, a single mother from Alabama, Shayna Cruz, asked him a question, virtually of course. She said she lost her job in March, she's behind on every bill, she's about to be evicted, she's had to rely on other people's giving, donations to feed her own children, she has not received a stimulus yet, she has not received anything from unemployment, and she asked Trump, is there any more help coming? Okay, I know a lot of you out there can identify this with this woman, and you're wondering the same thing. Is there more help coming? Well, what does Trump say? He says, there's more help coming. It's not your fault, and there is more help coming. There has to be. He says, you know, a case like that, referring to the woman who asked him the question, it's really, that's the reason why we have to do more. Then he says, on that aspect of it, it's very bipartisan. So he's kind of saying, okay, kind of at a fundamental level, both Democrats and Republicans agree that the federal government has to do more for the struggling American people right now. But note the next line here. He doesn't say, yep, we're going to send you another stimulus payment. He doesn't say that, right? He takes the conversation to jobs. He says, so the answer is yes, we're going to do more. And what? You're going to get another stimulus check? No, that's not what he says. He says, we're going to do more and you're going to have your job. You're going to get another job. You're going to get a better job. You'll get a job where you make more money, frankly. And I think that's going to happen. And you can kind of see in this statement what we've been talking about, right? All these junior congressional Democrats are throwing out these proposals like, hey, we need to throw more money, free money at the people, while Republicans like Trump and others are more optimistic about the country reopening and getting people back to work. Trump flat out says it right after he says the lady is going to get a better job. He says, we did the right thing by shutting down the economy, but now we have to get it back open, and we have to get it back open safely, but as quickly as possible. Then he talks about some health-related matters. I'm not an expert here, okay, so I'm just going to tell you what he said. He said we could lose as many as, you know, six figures to the virus. He said he thinks we'll have a vaccine by the end of the year. That seems pretty optimistic to me, but then again, I'm not a medical professional, so I don't really have an expert opinion on that. And then the second part of the town hall, the S word, stimulus, is brought up again. Okay? Trump said the greatest thing we can do is get rid of the virus because then everything comes back together. You don't need stimulus once that's happening. Then he talked about infrastructure and a payroll tax cut, and he said that he told Mnuchin, we're not doing anything unless we get a payroll tax cut. Okay? Again, with the mindset being that the way to stimulate the economy is not more checks necessarily, but to help business, to help small business, to help jobs. Okay? This is what the President of the United States said yesterday, okay? That's where his focus is. So other YouTubers are out there making clickbait video after clickbait video about the fairy dust, $2,000 a month, second stimulus check, right? I'm telling you what's actually happening, okay? Because look, let's be honest. Unless this COVID gets a heck of a lot worse, I don't think we're seeing $2,000 a month stimulus. Look, some states are already partially reopening, right? Even some of the more cautious states are talking about reopening in a matter of days, not weeks, okay? So with this being the case, right, if this trajectory continues, I really doubt that Republicans are gonna buy off on a $2,000 a month stimulus check, okay? And, you know, I think I'm gonna make a video roasting all these other YouTubers, right, who are talking about the second stimulus checks constantly. Like this Wiseflies this morning, he basically just regurgitated what he read in some Forbes clickbait article and then tells you what Larry Kudlow said. No mention of Trump's town hall yesterday whatsoever, right? Because Wiseflies, it's basically just derivative clickbait. And this Clayton Morris, the infamous Clayton Morris, go Google him. You'll know everything that you need to know about him if you just Google his name. All clickbaiting about a second stimulus, while completely ignoring what the President of the United States said yesterday. You know what I mean? I mean, honestly, these clickbait stimulus YouTubers must be stopped. I mean, if you watch Wiseflies' video this morning, he tells you he's your source for the latest second stimulus check information and doesn't even talk about Trump's virtual town hall yesterday. What a joke, right? I mean, if he sees this, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't talk about it in his next video or something like that. But of course, he'd rather talk about some Forbes clickbait and some nonsense from Larry Kudlow. Anyway, that will do it for this morning. If anything else pops up later today, I'll let you know. But I really just wanted to share with you kind of the distilled version of what Trump was saying yesterday with respect to another relief package. All right. But if I don't create another video today, then I will see you tomorrow. All right. Bye-bye.